Welcome back, and let's get into a really fun one. In this lesson, we're building that Soul Pride style breakdown snare sound in Ableton Live 12. Think classic jungle, old school DNB, that big emotional breakdown energy where the snare doesn't just hit hard, it feels wider, deeper, and way more exciting. And the key thing here is this: we are not just making the snare louder, we're making it feel larger. That distinction matters. A louder snare can just sound aggressive. A larger snare sounds like it opens up the whole section around it. That's the vibe we want. First up, choose a good snare sample. For this style, you want something with a sharp crack, a little bit of body, and not too much low end. If the sample already has a bit of room or acoustic character, that's even better. Old school break snares, rim style hits, short lev snares, those all work great. If you're just starting out, keep it simple and use one solid snare on an audio track. Before we widen anything, we clean it up. Start with EQ8. High pass the snare somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so you get rid of unnecessary rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And if you need more presence, give it a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. You can add a tiny air shelf around 8 to 12 kHz too, but go easy. Too much top end can make the snare hissy instead of crisp. This part is important, because widening a messy snare just gives you a messy stereo sound. Clean first, widen second. Now let's add snap. A really easy option in Ableton is drum bus. Put it after EQ8 and use a little bit of drive, then push the transients up a bit. You do not need a ton. Even a small amount can make the attack feel more confident. Keep boom low or off for this lesson, because we're focusing on the snare crack and the breakdown space, not adding extra low-end weight. If you want a slightly more aggressive edge, try saturator instead. A couple of dB of drive with soft clip turned on can give the snare a nice bite and help it translate on smaller speakers. Just remember to level match after you add it, because louder always feels better at first. Now for the main event, width. The cleanest beginner-friendly way to do this is to split the sound into a center layer and a wide layer. You can duplicate the snare track, or do this in an audio effect rack with separate chains. Either way works. On your center snare, keep it focused. That means EQ, a little saturation or drum bus, and keep it mostly dry. This is the part that gives you the punch and the mono compatibility. If you want, you can even keep this layer fully centered with utility. Then on the wide layer, go the other way. High pass it a bit higher, maybe around 200 to 300 Hz, so you're not spreading low mids all over the stereo field. Add a short reverb, something like half a second to just over a second of decay, with a bit of pre-delay so the crack hits before the space blooms. Then widen it with utility, maybe around 120 to 160%. Keep this layer lower in volume than the center one. The wide layer should feel like atmosphere and size, not like a second snare trying to steal the show. That's a really good mindset here. Make the snare feel larger, not just more processed. If you hear the effect before you hear the hit, you've probably gone too far. If you want extra movement, you can add a little chorus ensemble on a wide layer. Keep it subtle, low amount, slow rate, tiny mix. You want shimmer and motion, not an obvious wobbly effect. And if you're using Ableton Live 12, roar can also be nice for a bit of grit or texture. Again, subtle is the word. Now let's talk about the reverb, because this is where a lot of people accidentally lose the groove. For old school jungle and DNB, the space should feel short, punchy, and atmospheric. Use a decay somewhere around 0.5 to 1.1 seconds. Set pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the transient stays upfront. High pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz and cut the top a bit if it gets too bright. You want the reverb to support the snare, not wash it out. Pre-delay is one of the biggest secrets here. It gives you that snap first, then the bloom after. That's what makes the snare feel dramatic without losing impact. Now, super important. Check mono. In drum and bass, this is non-negotiable. A snare that sounds huge in stereo but disappears in mono will let you down on club systems, and it can also make the breakdown feel weaker than it should. So collapse to mono using utility on the master or on the group, and listen carefully. Does the crack still come through? Does the body still feel solid? If the snare falls apart, reduce the width, shorten the reverb, or keep more of the attack in the center. A great listening habit is to test your snare three ways: full stereo, mono, and at very low volume. If it works in all three, you're in a very strong spot. Here's a really useful arrangement trick too. Automate the feeling of width over time. Start the breakdown tighter, then gradually open the snare up over 4 or 8 bars. Then right before the drop, Narrow it a bit again and pull back the reverb. That contrast makes the drop hit harder. The ear loves contrast, and dance music lives on contrast. So in practice, you might have the first bars of the breakdown with a drier, tighter snare. Then as the section develops, bring up the wide layer, increase the reverb send or dry slash wet, maybe brighten the top a little. By the final bars before the drop, reduce the width slightly and make the last hit more direct. That little move can make the drop feel huge. Here's a simple chain you can try right away. For the center snare, EQ8 with a high pass around 150 Hz, a small cut around 400 Hz if needed, then drum bus with a bit of transience and a little saturator with soft clip on. For the wide snare, EQ8 with a higher high pass, then reverb with a short decay and pre-delay, maybe a subtle chorus ensemble, then utility widen to around 140%. If you want to glue everything together, you can put a light compressor on the snare group, but don't overdo it. A couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If you squash the snare too hard, the snap disappears. Let's cover the big mistakes too, because these come up all the time. First, widening the whole snare too much. If everything is wide, you lose punch. Keep the transient centered. Second, too much reverb. Big ambience sounds cool and solo, but in a real dB arrangement it can turn the groove muddy fast. Third, no mono check. Always test. Fourth, too much top end boost. If you keep pushing 8 to 12 kHz, you can end up with a snare that sounds like noise instead of power. And fifth, letting the low mids build up. That 200 to 600 Hz range can get cloudy quickly, especially on the wide layer. If you want a darker or heavier dB flavor, you can tweak the idea a bit. Keep the center snare aggressive and dry, darken the reverb, and maybe add a little grit with saturator or roar. You can even use a tiny bit of redux if you want a rougher texture, but use that sparingly. Sometimes a short mono room plus a small stereo tail sounds more powerful than one giant reverb. Here's a quick practice exercise. Load one snare onto an audio track, duplicate it, and make one version the center hit and the other version the wide layer. On the center track, use EQ and a bit of saturation. Keep it focused. On the wide track, high pass it, add a short reverb, widen it with utility, and keep it quieter. Then program four snare hits across four bars. Automate the wide layer so it starts low and gets stronger by the last bar. Bounce the loop, listen in mono, and compare it with the wide layer muted. You'll hear exactly what the width is adding, and that's the kind of comparison that makes you improve fast. So to recap, clean the snare, add snap, split the center and wide elements, use reverb and utility carefully, keep the attack focused, and always check mono. That's the formula for a Soul Pride style breakdown snare that feels wide, snappy, and full of classic jungle energy. This is one of those drum and bass moves that sounds simple, but once you get it right, it instantly lifts the whole track. Focused punch in the center, atmosphere on the sides. That balances everything. All right, let's build it and make that breakdown hit.